Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Ein Off, the fourth parak, Asar Yochsin. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Ratzos Isa LeEretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mixture of genealogical pure and impure people, compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Isa LeBavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Bavel. The Gemara relates that in Rebbe's days, they attempted to make Bavel like dough compared to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that they wanted families in Eretz Yisrael to be assumed to have a good yichus, and those in Bavel would need to be investigated before marrying someone from Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe, who descended from a Babylonian family, said, Kotzim atem seemingly b'neina, you are putting thorns between my eyes. He sent them to Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, who related a tradition he had from Rabbi Yossi, identical to Shmuel's statement. A similar attempt was made in Rabbi Pinchas' days, and he instructed his servants to run, carrying him out of the base of Midrash, after he announces two things. He first said that birds do not biblically require shechita, and while they were preoccupied with the schiddush, he declared Bavel's genealogical superiority. His servants fled with him before his students could catch him and ask him to disclose the identity of families with tainted yichus. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that Kodesh Baruch Hu's four-letter name is transmitted by the sages to their Talmidim once every 7 years. Another version says twice every 7 years, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said the first version is reasonable since the Torah says, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, this is my name forever, La'alem Ksiv, it's spelled without a vav, to be read La'alem, to hide. Rava once sought to speak publicly about this name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. Rabbi Avin explained that the Torah says, Zeh Shmi, this is my name, and then Zeh Zichri, this is my mention, implying two different names, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lok Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, I'm not pronounced in the way I'm written. Nichtav Ani B'Yod Hei V'Nikra B'Alef Dalet, I'm written with a Yud and a Hei, etc., and pronounced with Alef Dalet, etc. A brisa teaches that the 12-letter name was originally transmitted to everyone, but when people who used the name carelessly increased, it was transmitted only to Letznuim Shebekohuna, discreet Kohanim. Batznuim Shebekohuna Mavlim Oso, B'ni'imas Achem HaKohanim, and the discreet Kohanim would murmur it during the melody of their fellow Kohanim. Rav says that the 42-letter name is only transmitted to one who is discreet, humble, reached middle age, does not get angry nor drunk, and does not harbor resentment when wronged. He concludes by describing the reward of one who is careful with his name. And point number three, Ula once went to Rav Yehuda's house in Pupmandisa and saw that his son Rav Yitzchak had not yet married. When he questioned Rav Yehuda, he responded that he did not know where he could find a wife of reliable yichus. Ula said, Atu anu miyadina mehikan ka'asina, do we know where we come from? Perhaps we're descendants of those who the Torah condemns for adulterous behavior and are also genealogically unfit. Rav Yehuda then asked Ula what he should do, and he told him, Zil baser shtikusa, go after silence, meaning a family whose members are silent in arguments, kahayde batki b'nei ma'arava, as the people of the West in Eretz Yisrael examine people's lineage. Kiminsu beitrei b'hadi hadade, when two people would quarrel with each other, chazu hei menayu d'kadim v'shasik, they would see which of them would be silent first, amra haim yuchas tvei, and they would say this one is a better yuchas, because those with tainted yuchas are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Bavo hainu yichusa, the silence of people above is the proof of their pure yichus. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Ratzos Isa LeEretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mixture of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Isa LeBavel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Bavel. The Gemara relates that in Rebbe's days, they attempted to make Bavel like dough compared to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that they wanted families in Eretz Yisrael to be assumed to have a good yichus, and those in Bavel would need to be investigated before marrying someone from Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe, who descended from a Babylonian family, said, Kotzim atem seemingly b'neina, you are putting thorns between my eyes. He sent them to Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, who related a tradition he had from Rabbi Yossi, identical to Shmuel's statement. A similar attempt was made in Rabbi Pinchas' days, and he instructed his servants to run, carrying him out of the base of Midrash, after he announces two things. He first said that birds do not biblically require shechita, and while they were preoccupied with the schiddush, he declared Bavel's genealogical superiority. His servants fled with him before his students could catch him and ask him to disclose the identity of families with tainted yichus. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that Kodesh Baruch Hu's four-letter name is transmitted by the sages to their Talmidim once every 7 years. Another version says twice every 7 years, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said the first version is reasonable since the Torah says, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, this is my name forever, La'alem Ksiv, it's spelled without a vav, to be read La'alem, to hide. Rava once sought to speak publicly about this name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. Rabbi Yavin explained that the Torah says, Zeshmi, this is my name, and then Zezichri, this is my mention, implying two different names, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lokshani Nichtav Ani Nikra, I'm not pronounced in the way I'm written. Nichtav Ani B'Yod Hei V'Nikra Ba'Av Dalet, I'm written with a Yud and a Hei, etc., and pronounced with Olav Dalet, etc. A Brisa teaches that the 12-letter name was originally transmitted to everyone, but when people who used the name carelessly increased, it was transmitted only to Letznuim Shebekohuna, discreet Kohanim. Letznuim Shebekohuna Mavlim Oso, B'Ni'imas Achem HaKohanim, and the discreet Kohanim would murmur it during the melody of their fellow Kohanim. Rav says that the 42-letter name was only transmitted to one who is discreet, humble, reached middle age, does not get angry nor drunk, and does not harbor resentment when wronged. He concludes by describing the reward of one who is careful with his name. And point number three, Ula once went to Rav Yehuda's house in Pupmedisa and saw that his son Rav Yitzhak had not yet married. When he questioned Rav Yehuda, he responded that he did not know where he could find a wife of reliable yichus. Ula said, Atu anu miyadin mehikan kasina, do we know where we come from? Perhaps we're descendants of those who the Torah condemns for adulterous behavior and are also genealogically unfit. Rav Yehuda then asked Ula what he should do, and he told him, Zil baser shtukusa, go after silence, meaning a family whose members are silent in arguments, k'hai debatki b'nei ma'arava, as the people of the West in Eretz Yisrael examine people's lineage, k'minsu beitre b'hadi hadade, when two people would quarrel with each other, chazu hei menayu d'kadim v'shasik, they would see which of them would be silent first, amra hai miyuchas tve, and they would say this one is a better yichus, because those with tainted yichus are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babu hainu yichusa. The silence of people above is the proof of their pure yichus. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-R. E-R. So here goes. The donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate. Once again, slow motion. The donkey driver, donkey, that must be more in Daf Ayin Aleph, E-R. The donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Karatzos Esau le'Eretz Yisrael, all lands are like dough, meaning a mix of genealogical pure and impure people compared to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Esau le'Babel, and Eretz Yisrael is like dough compared to Babel. So the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Hashem's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names. Rava once sought to speak publicly about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's 4-letter name until an elder told him that it must remain hidden. So the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate, which reminds us, Gemara relates how the people in Eretz Yisrael examine people's lineage. When two people would quarrel with each other, they would see which of them would be silent first, Amru Haim Yuchas Tvei, and they would say, this one is a better lineage, because those with tainted lineage are generally resentful of being rejected by others and are therefore quarrelsome. Similarly, Rav said, Shtikuse de Babel Hayini Yuchusa, the silence of people of Babel is the proof of their pure lineage. So once again, the donkey driver from the land of Esau carrying dough to Eretz Yisrael on his donkey saw two people arguing why Shir and Hashem's different names was canceled, and that the one who quieted down first was given a better yichus certificate. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blatbach Chazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So this Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin. At the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Kol Makom She'esh Kedushin Ve'ein Avera, anywhere there's an effective Kedushin and there's no transgression in the marriage, Havlad Holach Achar Zachar, the offspring follows the lineage of the male, meaning a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael, where the marriage is prohibited, Havlad Holach Achar Pogum, the offspring follows the blemished parent, such as a mamzer. So, at the No Yer Yichus sizzling barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother, who was a Mitzri convert, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rabbi Yochanan, but Umos halich achra zachar, with Gentile nations, follow the male regarding the offspring. Nisgaru halicha achar pogum shebishneim. If they converted, follow the blemished one from the two of them. This second statement is explained. A male Ammoni ger who married a female mitzri gioris, if their child is male, then you cast him after his father, because for a male, the Ammoni parent is a greater blemish because the prohibition to regular Jews remains indefinitely. But if the child is a female, you cast her after her mother, because for a female, the Egyptian parent is a greater blemish because a female Ammoni is permitted to regular Jews. So at the Know Your Yichus at Sizzling Barbecue, a son from an effective Kedushin lined up behind his father, watched a boy enter the park behind his father who was an Ammoni ger, while his sister walked behind her mother who was a Mitzri convert, while all the Arayas with a Karis liability sat together with an Achuz Isha since her Kedushin is not effective, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that Kedushin is ineffective for prohibitions with a Karis liability and that all Arayas that have a Karis liability are derived from an Achuz Isha. Daf Samaches, so the Simmer Daf Samaches relates to Schach, and we use a sukkah. So here goes. The man in a sukkah, that must be in Daf Samaches, Schach. The man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the case of Kitiyenu Ishtei Nashim, Achas Ahuva V'Achas Nuah, if a man has two wives, one beloved and one hated, and if this pasuk indicates that Kedushin is Tofes with Chai V'Lavin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations, having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis taught Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha or for a female Gentile, and their children share their status. Rav Huna provides a source that Kedushin is ineffective for a Shivcha. Avram said, Shvu Lachem Poli Mechamor, stay here yourselves with the donkey, with the extraneous mention of the donkey teaching that Eliezer and Evkanani is Am Hadomo Chamor, a nation legally similar to a donkey, which cannot have Kedushin. So the man in a sukkah with the hanging diamond decorations having an awkward meal with his two wives, one beloved and one hated, while his Shivcha stood outside with a donkey, told his intermarried son that his grandson is a Nachri and not Chayiv in mitzvos, which reminds the Gemara says we learn from the pasuk Losit Chatembam, you shall not become married with them, that Kedushin is ineffective with a Gentile. Rabbi Yochanan quotes a drasha that the child of a female Gentile is a Gentile. The pasuk says, Ki yasir bincha macharai, for he will turn your son away from me, which teaches bincha, habam Yisraeli skrui bincha, your son, meaning your grandson, who comes from a Jewess, is called your son, meaning a Jew. Ve'ein bincha, habam yino avedes kochabim, krui bincha el bina. But your son who comes from a female idolater is not called your son, but her son, meaning an idolater. Daf samachtes. So the simon daf samachtes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, chimney sweep, that must learn daf samachtes, soot. The men from Yichud's chimney sweep services who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shivcha, which reminds us, in the next mission, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yochoin mamzerin litaher, mamzerim can be purified, meaning that their descendants will not be mamzerim. The mamzer marries a shivcha whose child is a slave and doesn't carry the lineage of mamzeris. Once that slave is freed, his status is like a regular ger. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Hari ze eved mamzer. This child is a slave who is also a mamzer. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer happily married to a shivcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's were ascending from Galus, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Asar Yuchasim Olam Bavel, 10 categories of Yichud's ascended from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains that the word alut, ascended, was used to allude to a brisa which states, Shebeis HaMikdash Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Mikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Gavol Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. So the men from Yichud's chimney sweep services, who just finished cleaning the chimney of a mamzer, happily married to a shivcha, heavily advertised on the road were 10 different categories of Yichud's were ascending from Galus, and were families with questionable lineage who maintained their chazakah truma. Wood picnic, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said, Gadol Chazaka. The reliability of Chazaka is great, as evidenced from the time of Nehemiah. Three families of Kohanim were unable to produce proof that they were not Chalalim and fit for Avodah in the base of Migdash, so they were dismissed from performing Avodah, and Nehemiah told them that they may not eat Kachim until a Kohen arises to the Urim Batumim, meaning until Mashiach. By only prohibiting Kachim, we infer that he said, Haritem Bechazkaskam. You remain with your prior status, just as they ate Truma and Galus as Kohanim, they may continue to do so, despite their questionable Yichus. There wasn't a concern that this might end up leading to the Marin Kohanim because their status was publicly known as weakened. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be more Daf Ayin. The eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money, which reminds us, Rav said, "Kol noisi ishul shum mamon." Anyone who marries a woman unfit for him for the sake of money, havin lo banim she'enim huganim, he'll have children who are unfit, which he supports from a pasuk. He further darshans that pasuk to add that he'll lose money he gained from her as well as her own money in as little as a month. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money. Was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, which reminds us, Shmuel says, "Kol haposel b'mum haposel." Anyone who disqualifies, it's with his own blemish that he disqualifies others. The Gemara brings the story of the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, and how Rabbi Yehuda banned this man and called him a slave. So the eye doctor could see in his patient's eyes that he was marrying for money. Was startled when an irritated patient waiting to be seen called the doctor a slave, to which the doctor called him a slave, because this man always bragged that he was a descendant of the Chashmonaim, which reminds us this man objected to being called a slave, saying he was actually a descendant of the Chashmonaim. Rav Yehuda then quoted Shmuel, "Kol da'amrit medebeis Chashmonai kasina avdahu." Anyone who says I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim is in fact a slave. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you learn the source that the children of a man intermarried with a Nachris are not Jewish? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 2, which stuff do you learn if a man says to a woman, "I married you," but she says he did not, he becomes forbidden to her relatives, but she's permitted to his relatives? That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number 3, which stuff do you learn about the 10 categories of Yochsin that came out from Bavel? That's on Daf Samach Tes. Good. Number 4, which of the women that all lands are considered like Isa, like dough, when compared to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is considered like Isa when compared to Bavel? That's on Dav Ayin Off. Good. Number 5, which of the women that when Nachrim convert and marry each other, the Yichus goes after the one who is blemished? That's on Dav Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6, which of the women about the discretion in transmitting and pronouncing Kodesh Baruch Hu's 4-letter, 12-letter, and 42-letter names? That's on Daf Ayin Off. Good. Number 7, which of the women that the source that Kedushin is ineffective in Shivcha is a Pasuk Shvu Po Imachamor, stay here with the donkey? That's on Daf Samachas. Good. Number 8, which stuff they learn in Eretz Yisrael, the method they use to determine who has better yichus is to see who in a quarrel would be silent first? That's on Daf Ayin Off. Good. Number 9, which stuff they learn that one who marries an unfit woman for money will have children who are unfit? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 10, which stuff they learn about the incident with the man who called Rabbi Yehuda bar Yechezkel's attendant a slave, who was then called a slave himself? That's on Daf Ayin. Excellent. That comes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.